Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Vav, and we are up to Sif Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Mutter Lasos Biyontov Pitin Gdolim. So now you have your dough, and with this dough, you want to go ahead, of course, and you want to bake it. So what do you do? What can you do? How do you bake it? So he says you're allowed to go ahead and make big pitin. Now, doesn't mean big pitas necessarily, although it could be a big pita for a big falaf. But pashtus, what it means is you're making big loaves of bread, big pieces of pas.
That's not my question. My question is, do you want us to be there at the same time?
Below chayshinan, and we do not go ahead and what? We're not choshesh shemitoch kach yavo lefos yoser mima she sarich. And we don't go ahead and we're not choshesh that a person might go ahead and bake more than he needs. What's the issue here? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Below chayshinan shemitoch kach. What would be the concern? What's the problem going ahead and making yourself a nice big monster challah? What's the problem? You needed the dough and you're going to make a big challah. So he says, because it might have been a concern, obviously this was Havamina and opinion in the Gemara, that Rotzo Lomar, Hoel ve'ein ba torach kol kach, kemo sheyes bepas katon, barichas kol achas mehen. Since it's not really that big of a deal to go ahead and knead out the dough and make a big challah, Arkane, Hava Mina Sheyesh Lacho Sheyefa Yoser Mimash Tzarech. The Hava Mina is, if we allow you to go ahead and make big loaves, you might go ahead and bake more than is necessary. Because what's the big deal if I bake a small one or I bake a big one? So, Vahainu, now, where would this concern be? Ba'ofen She'aser, in a situation where it would be actually Aser. The Chashash would be, if it would be a chashash and be a problem, it would be in a scenario where it would be usher. What does it mean in a scenario would be usher? Kegon, we're going to see this coming up. Bitanur gadol o bikama pa'amim. We're talking here in a big oven or going ahead and baking a number of times, meaning you're going to go ahead and bake, okay, a bunch of big challahs. The Bitanur katan ubepam achas, if we're talking about one time putting it in a small oven and filling it up, afilu lefos yoser mimashet sarich les lamba. If we're talking about a small oven, we're going to see coming up in Siman Tav Kuf Zayin that you're allowed to go ahead and bake more than you need. Why? Mipnei shahapas mishtabeach al yedei zeh. We're going to see in Tav Kuf Zayin, right, Ulukulakaman and Siman Tav Kuf Zayin Sivvav, that you're allowed to go ahead in a small oven, fill it up even with more pas than you're going to eat. Why? Because it makes the actual pas, it makes the actual bread better when you fill up the oven. So he says, we're not talking about that, because that obviously there's no concern in such a scenario, because you're allowed to go ahead and bake more than you will need, and there's no problem. He says, we're talking about where you're baking in a big oven, or you're not filling up the oven in a small oven, you're making big pieces of challah, big pieces of bread, big, huge challahs. Even so, it's okay. Why is it okay? It's okay because we're not choshesh, he says, that you're going to go ahead and bake more than you need. What's the problem if you bake more than you need? So unlike we saw by shechting a cow, we're going to see this later on in the Mishnah Berurah. We said, you could go ahead and shech the cow even though you're only going to eat a kazayas, because the only way you can get to that kazayas is by shechting the whole cow. But when it comes to, let's say, baking a big loaf, you don't have to whole bake a big dough. You could go ahead and break the dough in half and bake it. So you're not allowed to bake more. You're not allowed to go ahead and bake more than what you're going to potentially be able to eat. And if you actually go ahead and bake more for after, with the mindset to bake for after Yontif, that's usser. So we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and do that. And that's what he says. V'hu adin shemutelo lefos charorin dakim ma'od. And you're also allowed to go ahead and bake very thin pieces of bread or crackers. Afal gav, even though b'tarach harbe, even though there's great tircha ba'aricha uvelisha, right? Even though there's great tircha, you're making many what? Many crackers to be able to eat, right? Little small little matzahs or crackers, whatever they are, thin. Even though it takes a lot of work, kol achas v'achas for each one, but that's okay because you're making these little crackers for your herring and your yom tov kiddush. Let's move weiter. Sifbav hayalo kemach o isa bishutfus im eino yehudi. So now we have a scenario where a guy owns a big bag of flour or a big fat dough in partnership with a non-Jew. So there's a partnership there. So he says, Asalef also biyomtov. You can't go ahead and bake that whole dough that you are in a partnership with a guy. Or you can't go ahead and use all of that flour that you own in partnership with a guy. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, talking about even kneading all of the flour is going to be asur, because all of that flour is not yours. It's a partnership with the non-Jew. Ella yichalkena. You're going to have to go ahead and first split it, him taking half and you taking half. Then yefa eshelo. You cannot go ahead and bake the whole thing. You're going to have to bake only your portion, your half of the isa, or your half of the flour. You're going to only that you're going to be allowed to go ahead and knead, and therefore you have to split the flour. So that's what he says. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan, Lamed Gimel. Aser lefoiso, hainu bi'isa. That is, it's aser to bake. That's referring to the case of the dough. That when you have a dough that you own in partnership with a goy, you're not allowed to bake the whole dough. With a kemach, but when it comes to the flour, if you own a big bag of flour together with a non-Jew, right? Your partner, let's say you guys are partners in a flour store, okay, and you own this bag, okay, in partnership with a non-Jew, it's going to be aser afilu lalish. It's going to be aser to go take that flour and even knead it. And this cannot be compared to, as we said before, a behema shechetzia shel Yisrael, where part of that behema is a Jew's, v'chetzia shel akum, and half of that behema is the non-Jews, meaning they own a behema jointly. In that situation, we said, if you remember, the mutter l'shachta b'yomtov, you're allowed to shecht it. You're shechting also the non-Jews, half of that behema. How is that okay? So you remember the shiny asam. If you remember from back then, it was different there. Why? As we said before, the EF Sharla Kazai is basar below shechita, because you need to shecht that whole behema in order to get your kazayis. You can't go ahead and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to slice the behema in half, give that to the goy, and then I'm going to do a shechita. It won't work. It's not going to work. You know, even if you try to figure it out, okay, I'll chop off his legs and give him half. It won't work. So basically, it's impossible to get the kazayis of basar without the shechita. You can't get the Jew's kazayis of basar without the shechita. And therefore, the Jew can go ahead and shecht the whole cow that's owned jointly by the Jew and the non-Jew. As we said, here, a person can go ahead and split up the dough or the flour before he either kneads the flour or bakes the dough. And then just deal and operate, whether you were talking about the kneading or the baking, only with your Jewish-owned portion, your own portion of that dough, and you give the guy, the Jew will have to give the guy his portion beforehand. Sivkot and Lamed Dalid, the Yom Tov. This can all, okay, this we're talking about is all on Yom Tov, that it's usher to go ahead and bake it on Yom Tov. Hainu, and he says now, afilu bitanur echad. This is even in one oven where he is going ahead, va'afilu, and he's putting it even in a bitanur katan, even in a small oven where the Pasak HaMechaber L'Kama, we already referenced this, where the Mechaber Paskin's coming up in Siman Tavkuv Zayin Sifvav, the Mutter Lefos Taner Malei Pas, a person could go ahead and fill up a oven totally with bread, Afal Pi She'ein Tzarech Ela L'Pas Achas, even though he himself only needs one loaf, the Jew can take all of his dough that he wants and make as much bread as he wants and fill up the Taner Katan. Right, we said that. Why is that okay? And why here, if it's owned jointly with a guy, is it going to be a problem? So he's going to spell out. Okay? Nay, there, the reason why it's okay, shapas nefa yafa bizman shatanur male. There, the pas, when it bakes better when it's full. The shiny awesome, but there, it's different. Why? Shekola pas shel Yisrael. There, when he fills up the oven, even with bread that he's not going to be eating on Yom Tov, it's all the Jews. It's all his own dough. It's all his own bread. Urishus biyado, and he has the ability, lecho kol echad v'chad. He can eat any one of those loaves. Oza. Either this one or that one. V'oh, and not only that, dilma mikale la archim v'chazu kulul Yom Tov. Also, there's the ability for all of that bread to be eaten by his guests. So, therefore, it's okay for him to go ahead and do it. Again, he's not allowed to go ahead and do it in a big tanur, and he's specifically doing it for after where it was clear that it's for after Yom Tov in a big tanur, but in a small tanur, it's okay as long as there is the ability for guests to come, which is always possible, and therefore it's going to be okay in a small oven where it's going to for sure improve upon each and every loaf if he fills it up. But here, if he's going to be filling it up, the tanur katan, with the dough and the bread that's jointly owned between the Jew and the guy, that's going to be a problem. But here, when part of that dough is the non-Jews, so then muchrach lahashir chelko, he is compelled to leave the non-Jew his chelak. Im kein, he is for sure being toreach, hu toreach belisha va'afia. He is for sure involved in the baking, the kneading, we're talking about the flour, and the baking shell isasa akum, the baking of the dough of the non-Jew. Bishvil ho safas sheva chapas shelo ba'alma. And if that's the case, just to do that, okay, namely, to do that in order to add a little benefit to the pas, his own pas, that's going to be usher. So what it comes out is as follows. Obviously, this is a shtickle complex sugya, bi'iyun, but what it's saying is that the fact that we said you're allowed to go ahead later on, we're going to see this probably not tomorrow, but in a couple of days, we're going to see that you're allowed to fill up an oven with your challah, even though it's clear you're not going to be able to eat up all that challah. But that's okay because besides the fact that it is going to benefit your challah that you're going to eat, and you can eat any one of those challahs, there's the ability, okay, still, that guests will come and eat up all that challah. So there is potential, even though I don't like to use the word potential in a Ian Shear, but there's a potential for the other Jews to eat that bread. But when he goes ahead and he bakes challah that is jointly owned by a non-Jew, the mere fact that the extra baking of the non-Jew's chelek will benefit your chelek does not allow for such a baking, because it's clearly that dough is clearly projected for non-Jew and not for Jew, because it's the non-Jews, and therefore it's going to be usher legamre to go ahead and do that, and therefore he must go ahead and split the flour, or if you already have a dough, split the dough before he bakes it. Sif Zion. Im yesh la'adam harbe pas nikia, eino ofe pas acheres. A person has a lot of good white bread. In those days, unlike today, white bread was the bread of a rich person. Today, it's just the opposite. You want to go buy whole wheat, you have to be a rich guy. But in the old, right? What?
Pumpernickel, that's another fancy one.
Yeah. So, but in the old days, it was a big process to go ahead and to get the bran out, and you know, the finer the flour and the cleaner the flour from all the, you know, bran and everything like that. That was clearly considered better bread, because obviously they weren't so into the health factor either. They wanted a nice, good, yummy loaf of bread. So it was viewed, this type of, you know, whole wheat bread that had the bran in it as well was viewed as inferior. So therefore, you can't go ahead if you have bread that is a good significant amount of white bread, white challah. So you're not allowed to go ahead and bake. Ain't a loaf of pasacheres. You can't go ahead and bake another loaf. Ella in Kane Yeshlo, unless you have been a bias, you have those little, you know, health freaks like Johnson that go ahead and they eat Bebayish Ragil Lahachilam Pas Hadra. Unless you have people like Johnson who only eats whole wheat bread. Aval im yesh lo pas hadra harbe. However, if it's the opposite way around, let's say he has a lot of this, okay, coarse bread, he's allowed to go ahead anyway and bake more yachal lefos pas nekiya. He can go ahead. Notice you can always go ahead and bake the better yummy bread, but you can't go ahead and after you have a nice amount of pas nekiya, go bake this inferior bread, unless there's already an established guy in the house that only eats that kind of stuff. So I guess they had health guys back then. You know, it was probably in those days, you're probably like, you know, the quacks. Like, hey, this guy, you know, he thinks it's healthy to have whole wheat bread. What a quack. But they probably, you know, always had that guy in the house, or some houses always had it. So if you have a guy like that, you'd be able to go ahead, even if you have a lot of good, solid, delicious loaves of white challah, white flour challah, you can go ahead and bake more of it. So you can go ahead and bake more of the coarse challah. Let's see, Mr. Bura, Sifkatan Lamed Hey, Harbe Pas Nekia, Shemaspik Lo L'Chol Yom. He has enough, meaning he has enough challah, white flour challah for the whole yomtiv. Sifkatan Lamed Vav, Eino Ofe. You can't go ahead and bake. Bein Pas Nekia. You can't even bake Pas Nekia. Ubein Pas Hadra. Hainu Pas Kibar. That's this type of, okay, what you said, coarse bread. The Hayesh Lo Pas Nekia. Since he has Pas Nekia, Shetov Lo Yosel Achilaso. It's, come on, a good white flour challah, that tastes yummy. So you have, that's Tov Lo Yosel Lachilaso. The Nirali, okay, but again, that's, he's talking about, as he said in the Shulchan Aruch, when you have the norm. But if you have someone in your house that obviously is a guy who dafka eats the whole wheat stuff, the coarse bread, then with a lot of the bran stuck still in it, then you do it. And you can do it. But nearly a dafka mapas ha'acher who may also amin. And now he goes and he says, it's only if we're talking about the same grain. Avalim hu min acher, let's say it's a different grain. Afilu garua mizeh, even if it's worse. Kagon, shapas shalohu paschitim, if his bread is wheat flour, who wrote to lechol pas dagon, and he wants to go ahead and make a bread out of one of the other grains, right? He wants to make like a five grain bread or whatever you want to call it, a kusmin, you know, or a spelt, whoever. Shari, meaning if it's of a different of the chamishas meaning, even if it's inferior, as you know, wheat is superior to barley. He says if we're talking about a different min, that's not a problem. The problem is of the same min, of the same type of flour and grain, making inferior after you already have enough for the whole Shabbos, I said for the whole Yomtiv, not Shabbos, for the whole Yomtiv is going to be Aser. Sifkat and Lamed Zayin, Pas Acheres. So you're not allowed to bake another bread. V'nichalei b'pas chama. But then he says, he makes it not so simple. Let's say you happen to want to have hot, fresh bread. V'pas nekiya nefa me'asmo. And he already has the other baked challah that was baked yesterday. So come on, you can't compare fresh bread to bread from the day before. Then shari lefos afilu pas hadra. Then you can bake even a lesser quality bread that's fresh, even if there aren't people that normally eat this type of bread. Sifkatan lamet ches. But if, okay, even if you have fresh pas nekiya, you could go ahead and bake the pas hadra. If you have b'nei bayis sheragil, you have people in the house that eat this type of bread. Umashma de'beina mergilim. And he says, what's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that if they're not, people are not rugil. Normally, they don't normally eat this type of bread. Elish v'pama zos rotel achila, and right now he wants to feed it to them, and they're fine with it. Usser, that's going to be usser because it's only mutter if there's actually a person that, you know, normally prefers that type of bread. Sifkatan lamites, aval im yesh lo pas hadra. Said if you have this other type of bread, a lot of it for the whole yomtiv, you let him go ahead and bake pas nekiya. That's an erech chiddush. Ayeim magen avram de mukha, and magen avram added an added chiddush. The mutter lechatchila lefos pas hadra. You can first go ahead and bake, you know, enough pas hadra lechatchila for the whole day. The achar kach pas nekiya, and afterwards go ahead and bake the pas nekiya. The dafkim rotel lechosa pas hadra. But It's only if when he's baking that pas hadra, he wants to go ahead and eat it. But if he dafka goes ahead and his shtick is to go ahead and bake so much bread now of pas hadra, and then go ahead and bake pas nakiya, where he is dafka going to be doing it for after Yodov, Bevadai Aser, it's going to be Aser L'chatchila to go ahead and pull that shtick. In other words, if you already have enough of this coarse bread for the whole Yom Tov, but you didn't L'chatchila do it in mind that, okay, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to go ahead and bake enough pas nakiya for the whole day, so now I have, you know, enough bread for both days. That you can't do. Okay, you could do it if you already, let's say, baked it enough for that whole day, thinking you're going to have pas hadra, but afterwards, now I know I want to make, I came across pas nakiya, I want to have pas nakiya, that you can go ahead and do. Tzivches, asa lasos so'or bi yom tov ela al yedei shinui, v'shaya efshal lasos bi bo yom. You can't go ahead and make sourdough on yom tov, except if you're going to do it with some type of shinui. Why? Because you could have done it, you could have made the so'or, sourdough could have been made before yom tov. Sourdough doesn't get worse, right? The sourdough that you use, to like that was what they used to use for yeast, so that would not be better if you went ahead and made it on Yom Tov. So that means you could have made it before Yom Tov. And therefore, unless you are going to be making it with a shinui, then it's going to be aser because it's something that you should have done the day before. Okay? Or could have been done the day before. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem, aser laso sor, lachmit sahisa. Right? Making sourdough to go ahead and leaven the dough. Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Mesha Yavshar. The bread will be just as good if the sourdough was made before Yom Tov as after as on Yom Tov. But that you should know. The svarazuhu lechayra kefideya shnia b'simitav tariyeh ba'agah. He says this goes according to the second opinion, right in the Ramah and simitav tariyeh, the gamba ochel nefesh. That also by ochel nefesh gufa machmirin. That even by ochel nefesh, where machmer be'eno mafig tam klal, im oseyo me'er of yomtiv. That even, not only by machshire ochel nefesh, if you remember, but even by ochel nefesh, this is how we hold, that even by ochel nefesh, if you could go ahead and do it erev yomtiv, where it will not lose any taste, you have to do it, and if not, on yomtiv, you're going to have to go ahead and do it with a shinui. Now, check out back there in the Be'er Halacha, because there, if you remember, there was a whole shaila whether or not lechatchila you're allowed to go ahead and put it off to Yom Tov to do it with the shinui. From here, it sounds like it's okay, totally okay. Aser lasos sor b'Yom Tov ela al yedei shinui. Meaning, you could do it lechatchila with the shinui, even though you could have done it from before Yom Tov. But anyway, that was a discussion that we had at an earlier time. But definitely, okay, we know, we paskin, that for sure, in all scenarios, number one, we paskin that even by meleches ochel nefesh, if it could be done equally before Yom Tov, okay, you're not allowed to go ahead and do it straight up on Yom Tov, and if it's going to be permitted, it's only going to be permitted to be done on Yom Tov, al yedei shinui. Finally, siftes, afil mishchatam abehemem erev Yom Tov, mutil lahafrish amatonos b'Yom Tov. He says, even if a behemah was shechted before Yom Tov, you can, unlike we said by Trumos and Maestris and by Chala, you can go ahead and be mafish the matanos of the behema on Yom Tov to the Kohen. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mutter lahafrish matanos b'Yom Tov b'shum de'eno misakein. Because when you give the matanos hakuhuna from a behema on Yom Tov, you're not making the actual behema edible. The gam kodem hafrasha lo tevalim. Because even before you separate and give it to the Kohen, it's not tevel. It's not like by tevel where you need the hafrasha to make your part that you keep chulin. The behem is always yours. It's just a question of giving the matana to the Kohen. So you're not fixing anything. And also, the mufroshos va'omdos beguf ha-behema. Also, you're not really being what? You're not really creating a hefresh. It's really something that's the Kohen's that you're just, you know, physically separating and giving to the Kohen, but it's already the Kohen's, and therefore it's totally okay. Unlike, as we said, when it comes to Trumos and Maestros and Tevel and all that stuff, especially Challah, that if you went ahead and became Chayiv in Challah, Trumos and Maestros, you're not allowed to go ahead and be Mafrish. You're not allowed, except the way that we discussed yesterday.